I had been working at the neighborhood daycare for a couple of years now, and I was super excited because I had finally earned the position of my dreams. This position was the reason why I started working at the daycare in the first place. You see, I have a thing for toddlers, specifically newborns to the age of 2 years old. Just seeing how adorable they are, and vulnerable, unable to tell anyone if a man was, let's say, sticking his cock in their mouth and making them suck it until loads and loads of hot cum were pumped into their bellies. This daycare was one of the daycares built into a normal neighborhood home. The home was then turned into a business and it became successful. It was a poor neighborhood, and most of the children brought to it were from single mothers, and of those single mothers, most of them were Hispanic. I found out that this daycare had an overnight area for babies. The master bedroom turned into sort of a den. This was the job I wanted. I wanted access to the toddlers during the night. I know that I wasn't going to earn the trust for this position very quickly, being a man, so I played it smart. I took the small job, then I worked my way up, proving to everyone that I was not a creep. But I was a creep. I got myself off in the bathroom many, many times over the past 3 years, thinking about all the newborns that were there, how they would be 1 year old the following year, and two the year after that. Every three-year-old being replaced by another newborn. An ever-replenishing supply of mouths. I joked to myself that since I considered myself attractive, that I could have the pick of the litter with the single moms until the day I got what I truly wanted. They were a supply that kept renewing as well. Sexy Mexican girls that seemed to get younger every year as well. We actually had a 14-year-old single mother bringing her baby to the daycare, and all of us were concerned that it looked like she had another one on the way. I'm not one to judge. Babies having babies was one thing that I actually approved of, but this was also something that I couldn't just let anyone know. I did have a forum that I was a part of, and this was the secondary reason why I wanted the overnight position. Of course, I wanted to have my way with these toddlers. But so did a great many other men online. Over these 3 years, I held a few members in high regard and kept them in the loop with how my position was going. I knew that when the time was right, each one of them would gladly pay me thousands of dollars to share in my spoils. I knew when the business was shut down for the night. I knew when all the other employees went home. I knew that there were no security cameras on the inside of the business. I knew there was only one key to lock up after hours. Tonight was the night. It was dark. Everyone had left. All the lights were off. All the curtains were drawn. I told them to be here at midnight, and they were, all three of them. I let them in through the back door and locked it behind them. The four of us made our way to the overnight area for the toddlers and turned on the light. Some of the cribs began to stir. Random cries could be heard inside the room. We knew that turning on the lights would wake them, but that was fine. The things we were planning on doing were going to wake them up anyways. "Here you go, guys. Pick your poison," I told them with a big smile. "Just remember the rules. Oral on them and oral on you is the only thing I can allow." We were smart. All of us knew not to push anything, let alone our cocks inside those tiny little cunnies and bottoms. The group split up in three directions, each man looking into the cribs. We had a little bit of everything this year. We had mostly Hispanic toddlers, both girls and boys ages 0 to 2. We had a few black toddlers, including one boy that was 1, and my personal favorite. We had a singular white girl that was very close to turning 3. Part of me wanted to covet her, but part of me wanted everyone here to enjoy her. One of the guys didn't take very long. He already had picked up a Hispanic newborn and began carrying her to the changing table on the other wall. Placing her down and popping some of the buttons off her sleepwear, he went straight for the diaper and opened up the flap. There it was. A beautiful, bald, smooth brown cunny for him to enjoy. I watched as he got down on his knees and began giving it sweet kisses. I decided to take the initiative and pick my prize. I went for the white girl and lifted her out of her crib and into my arms. This was actually the third time that I've had her. And I believe that she had taken a liking to me. I felt kind of sad knowing that as soon as she turned 3, she would have to go. But the great thing about them leaving them when they're 3 is that they can't speak of their adventures in this daycare. Most likely they won't even have any memories of it either. All of them turned into women by my cock. I heard one of the guys muffle a short complaint, as to which I turned to him and gave him the look. The, are you serious? I'm helping you fuck toddlers tonight look. He turned around and made a surprise grab for the black boy, picking him up. He also brought him over to the changing area of the room where the first man had finally taken his cock out and began to stroke it in the newborn's face. There we go, said the second guy, as he placed the baby boy on the changing table and immediately pulled his cock out to do the same. It was actually quite silly to watch, but both of these guys were doing the exact same thing, jerking off into these toddlers' faces. One little Hispanic boy was standing up in his crib and began to cry out a little, to which the third man decided to pick him up and soothe him. You're the one for me, huh? He said rhetorically, as he also followed the same design and took him to the changing area. While placing him down, I couldn't help but chuckle to myself. The boy he chose had long hair, and a part of me was wondering if he knew when he picked him up it was not a little girl. I decided not to say anything, bringing my little prize to the fourth changing table. Now all of us had our toy for the night, at parallel flex stations. I stripped mine completely naked as to show the others that we could take our time. Also, to do whatever we wished. Placing my cock into her tiny little white mouth, I began to move it in and out, rubbing her plump little 2-year-old cunny. She laid there with me going in and out of her, with her legs completely spread open, as if understanding that her purpose was to bring me pleasure. This in turn sparked the others to do the same, and now all of us were pumping our cocks in and out of toddler mouths. The black boy was now stripped, and the man began to fondle his tiny cock and balls, rubbing it in circle, taking his time to pinch it gently with his fingers. All these little ones were actually behaving quite well. I really had the thought that some of them were going to try to cry the entire time, maybe ruin the mood. Aw, man, I heard, so I looked over my shoulder at the Hispanic boy's diaper being opened and the man realizing he wasn't fucking the mouth of a little Latina. It's okay. You can be a little rougher with him, right? I said with a smile. I guess you're right, the man responded as he cupped the boy's balls and began to sink his cock in deeper and deeper into his mouth. The boy began to complain again as the man wrapped the hair around his fist and tightened. The boy let out a sharp cry, which turned into a gurgle as the man pumped his mouth fiercely. I was being gentle with my princess, as the thought of the boy's tears came to mind. This prompted all of the men to up their game now, as all of them were pumping hard into these toddler mouths. All of them were crying now. Some could be heard gurgling, their fresh mouths being run through the gauntlet of life. This was the way of things. The stronger ones fucked the weaker ones in their mouths until satisfied, regardless of will, regardless of pleasure. I heard a long moan as one of the guys started to come inside the newborn girl's mouth. Thought of her being only a few days old and now having tasted a man's cock and swallowed his cum. No wonder these Hispanic girls in the neighborhood were pregnant at 14. They were made for sexual pleasure. I briefly thought about the young mother and if she too was fucking as a newborn. Almost made me burst inside my pretty little white toddler's mouth. Maybe the father was her father, I thought. I watched as the man who had just come cleaned up the baby and made his way back to the crib with her. He then moved over to another crib, and instead of picking up this newborn little boy, He instead scooted him closer to the edge, getting on his knees with his cock still in hand. He reached in and placed a hand on the back of this baby boy's head, pushing him forward. His semi-flaccid cock pushed its way inside yet another newborn mouth. The other two men were doing the same thing now, both having placed their ball sacks on their respective toddler's mouth, jerking feverishly as they rubbed and pinched their baby boy's tiny cocks, jerking them almost as hard as they were jerking themselves. Pulling out one at a time, they shoved their cocks into the boy's mouth and grunted out long sighs of pleasure as they came over and over again into the mouths and down their throats. I was actually shocked. I noticed the little black boy had taken the man's cock all the way down to the base. It was forced in, of course, but it was sexy to watch, and I wanted him to have credit for his accomplishment. They both pulled out as cries and tears and coughing filled the room. It's going to take a while to calm all the children down, I thought. I noticed that the first guy had made his way around and was fucking yet another newborn's mouth. "You're being a little greedy, don't you think?" I scolded him, not knowing if I should charge him an extra 1,000 per mouth he fucked. This was number 3. Before I could begin talking about payments, that's when I noticed something that made all 4 of us freeze in place. There, standing in the room, was a boy. Not a baby or a toddler, but a boy of probably 10 or 11. "Holy shit! What the fuck are you doing here?" I yelled. "What the fuck are you doing in this house?" He just stood there frozen for a while, and finally stuttered out, "I'm sleeping here." I had to figure out what to do. The words that came out almost didn't make any sense to me. "Do you want to help us out?" I asked. "Sure. What can I do?" he said. "Help us put all these little ones back to bed, and I'll show you something amazing, okay? Just between all of us." In silence, we actually did a great job of soothing all the crying little ones and cleaning up the ones that were used the most. We managed to get everything back to normal, and that's when I took the boy into the other room for a short chat. It was just he and I as I got down on one knee and tried to explain to him what he had walked in on. I told him it was something that men do when they're adults, and that it's what friends do together, but no one is allowed to know. It's a secret club that only boys can know about. "Can I join the club?" he asked after a pause in my explanation. "Sure. Here, let me teach you," I started. This was the reaction I was hoping for. I could teach him that staying quiet about this can lead him to the same pleasure, and often, as long as he stays friends with me. I pulled the front of his shorts down just a little bit and noticed that his cock was actually hard. It was small, of course. So were his balls. But what was great is that he was hairless. I wrapped my hand around his cock and began to stroke it, looking at his face, and he said, "This is starting to feel funny. Have you ever done this? Do you know what coming is?" I asked him. He mentioned a short story about how it feels funny when he shakes after a pee, but something feels like this is happening, so he stops. I could understand from his story that he was talking about was an orgasm and that he hadn't felt one yet, that he was edging himself and truly was still a virgin male. I wanted to do something special for him, so I brought him back into the main room, as to which the other man were standing around waiting. "This young man is still a virgin, and we should help him out. What do you say, guys? Can we help him if he keeps all of this a secret?" "Sure," all of them said, one after another. As I went back to my beautiful toddler girl, who I had just now noticed did not receive my load tonight, all the other men got to come, but mine was interrupted. I picked her up and stripped her naked, placing her beautiful naked 2-year-old body down on the floor in the middle of the room. I said, "We're all going to share this one. And I want you to do something special for me," I said, motioning towards the young boy. "Come here." I got down on my knees, and I pulled down the front of the boy's shorts, revealing his tiny erect cock to the others, rubbing him gently up and down, allowing my fingertip to stroke him forward and backward. I told the others they were free to use the little girl's mouth, as I myself took the boy into mine. He immediately buckled over, placing his hands on top of my head, lifting one leg at a time, his entire cock inside my warm mouth as my tongue traveled circles around it. He was so small I was able to keep all of it in my mouth, while sticking out my tongue and including his sack. It was a heavenly moment. Realizing that I had an entire 10-year-old's sack in my mouth, as well as his entire erect cock. A cock so small that even with his entire mouthful could not reach the back of my throat. I wanted to gag on him, but however much I pushed on his small butt, I couldn't get him to enter far enough to trigger a gag reflex. He was overstimulated, of course. This was probably his first blowjob, and the sensation on his cockhead was too much for him, even to stand properly. I enjoyed this, and I sucked on him a little more deliberately, pulling his foreskin back inside my mouth. He was getting used to it, as I noticed he was now standing properly again. He leaned back a little bit, as I looked up and we made eye contact. Even though I was on my knees and sucking him, I was the one who held all the power. The look of vulnerability in his eyes revealed that. I started to focus more on the tiny ring around his cockhead, which couldn't have been larger than my thumb. I wanted his hands to stay on top of my head. I wanted his first orgasm to be with me, in my mouth. I wanted to see if triggering his climax would make him instinctively start humping. Having this little boy fuck my mouth turned me on beyond belief. He could go as hard as he wants. I wouldn't mind. He can't harm me with his adorable little hairless cock. I started wondering if he was old enough to produce semen, or if it was going to be dry. Thinking of just one bead of cum leaving him and into my mouth, his first load. I wanted its taste. I had my hand in my pants and was quickly rubbing myself to climax. I didn't want to come yet. I had plans for this boy. I stopped sucking and looked over at the guys. Two were standing both left and right from the little girl's face, stroking their cocks. Whenever it brushed her cheek, she would turn a little bit and open her mouth. Alternating between the two, they put their cockheads into her mouth. The third guy was back to what he was doing before, pulling newborns to the side of the crib and sticking his cock inside. I could see him with his pants down, gently humping into a new crib. I was pretty sure that this was the fourth or fifth one. I could see one of his hands down the front of the diaper, and part of me wondered if he was parting a baby girl's slit or pinching a baby boy's cock. I spit into my hand and started to lube up the boy I was guiding. With my other hand, I reached forward and lubed up my index finger. Finding the toddler girl's tiny bum hole, I gently pushed and began to finger her hole with just the tip of my finger. The guys were starting to stroke a little faster, both taking quicker turns putting the head of their cocks in her mouth. I could tell they were getting a little frustrated having to share a hole, since I could see they would put their hands around her forehead now and force her to move between their cocks. One guy actually putting his hand down on her cheek to keep her mouth in place as he pumped his hips forward and backward into her mouth. "Easy there," I said out loud. "If you guys are frustrated, try both doing it at the same time." I was only joking, but both of them seemed to like the idea. I watched both of them bop her mouth with their cocks. I could see their cockheads hitting each other, and to my surprise, they didn't show any signs of it bothering them. I looped up my index finger one more time, pushed it in, and then motioned the boy to bring himself closer. I was getting pretty excited to watch this boy stick his tiny erect cock inside this 2-year-old white girl. His cock was smaller than my finger, so it shouldn't be a problem. I guided the head of his cock towards its goal, pulled back his foreskin, taking it into my mouth both one more time for the taste and to lube it up nice and wet. I grabbed him by the hips and pushed him forward a little bit. I stared as I watched his tiny cock bend, and then a little, then pop back straight and slide easily up into this toddler's baby bum. "I'll go ahead and start moving it in and out of her," I said, looking up at the toddler's mouth. Her face was wide open, teeth showing, and I could see both guys' semi-flaccid cockheads pressed together inside her mouth at the same time, one coming in from the right and one coming in from the left. Good thing these guys were on their second loads. I didn't think this would have worked if either of them was fully hard. The boy was going in and out of the little girl's ass, her legs still raised up and not fussing at all. I had only been with her a little bit, but I was impressed with how she kept her composure. The other babies and toddlers get fussy after a while, but this girl didn't. I guess that's another reason why she was one of my favorites. I was sad to think that she was going to be gone this year, graduating of sorts. One guy put his hand on top of her head and said he was about to come. This is what I wanted to see. "Move faster," I told the little boy, as I eagerly looked at one of the guys hanging back and starting to come into this little girl's mouth. I could see cum spill out. There was no room for any of it to go, I thought. Her mouth was so unbelievably full. "Fuck. Me too," the other guy said as both of them were pumping in and out of her 2-year-old mouth, coming at the same time. Even more cum spilled out, and this is when she started to get upset. One guy pulled out as the other guy stayed in her mouth. His climax was probably not finished yet. She cried a little bit with her mouth open, but then closed it again, muffling the cries that came after. The little boy was now holding on to the little girl's hips. He had his head back. His eyes were closed as if concentrating really hard. He didn't announce his climax, but I knew. He probably had no idea as he buckled over a little bit and began to shudder with his body. I looked at his face. I could see his expression of surprise. "What was that?" he said after he finished, his climax only lasting a second or two. "You just came inside this little girl." "You're a man now," I replied with pride in my voice. "What happened? Did I miss anything?" The third guy came over with his cock still out, stroking it. "I mouth-fucked all of the newborns here," he continued. "Some of them threw up, but I'll clean it up, I promise." "And you're still hard?" I asked him in disbelief. "Yeah, I wanted to wait my turn." "You guys are done, right?" he said while looking at the toddler's used mouth. She moved her eyes gently to the side, where the third guy was standing. Her face and neck, globs of cum still on it from the 2 men earlier. The third guy came down and used his finger to move the cum into her mouth, while she closed and swallowed it as if being spoon-fed. He then grabbed the base of his cock and shook, tapping her cheek, and she turned with an eager mouth. In he stuck his cock. Immediately the little girl squeezed her eyes shut. She wasn't expecting all the tastes of the newborn's mouth, as well as some of what was in their newborn bellies. He went into a half squat and started to fuck her mouth a little harder than the first two did. "Fuck. There we go. Here we go," he said, as I could see his cock throbbing inside her mouth, spurt after spurt of cum, this time not spilling, with her eyes still squeezed shut so tight. I saw her throat swallow after swallow. "Good girl," I said, while he pulled out his entirely floppy cock from her mouth. She gave a slight cough and rolled her mouth, as if not agreeing with the taste. "Two more, and you're done for the night, sweetie," I whispered as I regained control of the boy and asked him to move to her front. He listened with eager eyes and moved to where I wanted him. I got him to squat over her, instead of at her side since he was so much smaller. Put both of these into her mouth. I motioned to his tiny cock and hairless ballsack. He awkwardly grabbed and mashed his own pieces and squatted down and jammed it into her mouth. I was rubbing my cock pretty fast at this point. It was the sexiest thing to have witnessed this 10-year-old boy's first climax inside a 2-year-old's toddler bottom, and then seeing him squat over her, making her go ass to mouth with this boy's cock. "Okay, move," I said as I gently slapped the boy's exposed butt cheek. Right as he came off her mouth, she turned to me with her eyes half open. And in I shoved my fully erect and hard cock. I was interrupted earlier, and now it was my turn to get her used mouth all to myself. The last man. My cock in her mouth at the beginning of the night, 2 other men at the same time, both dropping loads in her, followed by the cock of a man that mouth-fucked all of the newborns in one night, then this 10-year-old boy's tiny cock out of her own ass, and now mine. Finally thrusting in and out of her without regard to her well-being. I wanted to get my powerful climax, and I began coming at the same time as she tossed up the combined 3 loads of other men, the loads exiting her as my cock was fucking it back down her throat. I heard her gurgling cries as I started coming to the thought of all of this mess belonging to 4 grown men. This 2-year-old little white girl, a complete whore's mouth. ewes like no mouth had ever seen in real life. 5 cocks in one night. I finished my climax, and it took me a while to calm her back down. We all made sure to clean the den of all the disaster and mayhem we had caused. I took the boy aside and talked to him again, just to make sure he knew he was a part of a club now, and the biggest rule was that it was a secret. The other guys had left, paying me a hefty 4,000 grand on their way out. I, of course, hustled the guy, who had a turn with every single newborn in the den. The boy was beaming. He was so excited to be included. "Can I do this with her all the time?" he asked with great excitement. I could tell that having an orgasm was the next best thing for him. He was already looking forward to many more. "I'm sorry. This one's leaving the daycare soon. But if you stay friends with me, I'll let you play with the others," I regretfully told him. Honestly, I was thinking of starting something a little more serious with him in the long run. Now that I had something he wanted and he was included, I wanted to work him up to taking my cock inside his hairless little bumhole. I wanted more of his boy cock, and I wanted to leave my seed inside him. But before I could relish the full fantasy and desire for him, he interrupted me with, "But she's my sister. We live together." This was the reason why he was here tonight. He was sleeping overnight in the daycare with his sister, and the mother was probably taking a night off. "Tell me about your mom," I began. "Is she single?"